Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
This is Conversations with Crystal, brought to you by Gateway Perspectives on Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. I am your host, Crystal Hawkins-Siska, Hudson Gateway Association of Realtors president, real estate agent, Bronx native, and current resident of Briarcliff Manor. The goal of this show is to provide great information and awareness about the real estate industry to our members and community. Today, I will be talking to Fredemir Garcia, who is the new Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer of the Hudson Gateway Association of Realtors. Welcome, Freddie. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Okay, excellent. So can you please tell us a little bit about who you are and what brought you to the Hudson Gateway Association of Realtors?
Sure. So again, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be a part of this community and part of ACAR. I'm originally from the Bronx as well, born and raised, and you know, family still living down there. I currently live up in Dutchess County in Poughkeepsie, and you know, I've spent the last 10 to 12 years living, working, volunteering, and participating in the Hudson Valley community. So, this position became available, and it was an opportunity for me to kind of expand my wings a little bit, get closer to home, but also kind of build DI efforts at an organization that's committed to the work and committed to the people that they work with, which in this situation is our members and our surrounding community. So I'm excited to be here. And again, thanks for the opportunity.
So if you could share with us, Freddie, why is diversity, equity, and inclusion personally important to you?
It's a great question. Diversity, equity, and inclusion is important to me personally for a number of reasons. And a lot of it, I think, you know, this is shared throughout, you know, the industry and the work, is that in some form or fashion, it affected us personally. Growing up, I was raised by a single mother. I was the oldest of three, and so, as you navigate the world, you think that the world is the way it is because it is. As you get older and you start to understand our country, the history of industries, you start to kind of dive into, you know, the inequity was created. It wasn't just born this way. And so little by little, during my time, in beginning my career, I started just volunteering for opportunities, on diversity, equity, and inclusion. And the more I dug and the more I researched and looked into, the more interesting it got for me. And, I was able to, you know, kind of, retool my toolbox, bring in, some of my background in business, financial management, and kind of make that those comparisons along the way. So, you know, personally, it affected me and my family as a person of color, as a, English as a second language, coming from the Bronx. And, you know, we can talk a little bit more on not just diversity, but their stereotypes and racism, ageism. I mean, there's a lot of that. And so, again, just navigating my own life and seeing how things played out, kind of really led me to doing this work.
You know, so far as I'm getting to know you, that's one of the things that I see, is that this is not just a of the moment initiative with you. It seems to be a life work in which you really engage, working with a lot of different organizations, helping build this program work awareness at the grassroots level. So I'm really happy that we are working here with us at Hudson Gateway, which leads me to the thought, or to develop the conversation in a different direction, because DEI, or diversity, equity, inclusion, does seem to be the catchphrase of the day. And because of that, there tends to be a little bit of dilution or misinformation that comes with what does that actually mean? Because this is not a fad. This is a work, an initiative. So can you talk a little bit more about what diversity, equity, and inclusion is and is not?
Right. Another great question. The way I always start my conversations on DEI center around people. And so DEI to me is how we interact, how we support, how we engage with one another. And that's really the basis of DEI. So to kind of dive a little bit deeper, diversity, you know, focuses on, you know, all things that make us different, right? And so that includes not just, you know, where when we think about diversity, we tend to just go to race and ethnicity, but that includes age, sexual orientation, disability, different abilities, you know, even in the real estate world, a residential agent versus a commercial agent. And so all these different pieces that make us different. Equity, you know, is really around the fair access and opportunity for people. And so, you know, when I think about equity is, you know, policies, programs, you know, how are things designed the way they're designed? And so you really, you know, when you talk about equity, is really kind of getting to the beginning to who's prospering, who has the power in those scenarios, and how can you kind of make those things shift so things are more fair for everyone. And then inclusion is how you navigate those spaces. So, you know, it's how people feel. Do they feel like they belong? Do they feel like they can be themselves? Do they feel like they can prosper in the environments that they're in? So when you combine all those things, it's really what creates the environment that you're looking for, right? You want people to be themselves. You want people to give 110%, whether it's the workforce or an association like ours. You want people to feel like they have opportunity, which then drives them to work a little bit harder. So again, all those things combined is what makes DEI so special. And again, it really is focused on building people and working with people and allowing people to be great in terms of what they do. And that's what I'm hoping to bring to the association, specifically to our members, is how can I be as a resource as we think about things, when you're trying to recruit new agents, when you're trying to integrate them into an environment or a culture that they're not used to, or an agent who comes from a different state, or an agent, you know, those kind of things we have to think about as we develop these programs.
And it's one of the things that I think is very important to help us be better practitioners. And also it helps our community also feel engaged and embraced, because it really will change how we show up in terms of being real estate agents. So that's a good point that I'm glad that you shared. Now, one little thing for those who are our listeners, both our members and our public, can you briefly state or explain the difference between DEI and fair housing?
Sure. And that's a great question, because that is something that I'm certainly wrapping my head around. I'm not a realtor. I don't come from a real estate background. But a lot of the work is consistent across the board. So, you know, what I was really been focused on, and kudos to AGR for really tackling fair housing, not only in terms of what it is and the regulations, the laws, which is obviously the fair housing piece, but really engaging members in the conversations and discussions around it, right? What to expect, do's and don'ts. How does that make us better, not only as realtors, but as people? And I think that has been important. So again, fair housing really focuses on the laws, the regulations, the rules. Obviously, that comes from, you know, New York State and the federal government. DEI is different in the sense that it really focuses on, serving people in the best way possible, right? And so when I think about DEI, you know, cultural competence, right? So for me to go and navigate in selling a home to people who may come from different backgrounds, from different parts of the world, from different languages, you know, being sensitive to that and understanding that makes that relationship stronger, makes you understand their motives in selling or buying, makes you understand kind of the opportunities that they're looking for, which creates a better bond between agent and client. And so diversity is really understanding that piece of it. And then fair housing is understanding the do's and don'ts of the lay of the land. But when it comes to, you know, obviously, you know, promoting houses that are for sale, but also interactions with people, what you can't say, how you position certain things in the community, et cetera. And when you combine those two, I think is what makes a realtor even more powerful in their work. And again, who benefits? We benefit as realtors. The community benefits because now they feel a strong bond with someone from the community outside of just being a realtor. And then again, the word gets out and people feel comfortable. And we all know that the word of mouth is a strong power. And so all those things combined, coming together is what makes this work worthwhile.
Yeah, I know that the only way I stay in business is definitely through word of mouth. So I can say as a practitioner, I know this is a big undertaking, but with leaders like you and those who are committed to the work like myself and others that we're gaining engagement from, I think that we will see the results that we're looking for. Because as stated before, this is not just something that we're doing to check a box. It's not just a fad of a moment. It's an evolution. It's a reformation of the whole experience as Americans and people and community across the board. So I'm excited about what we're doing, even though I know it's a great undertaking. And we're just one industry in the whole that's taken that on. Right. So to that end, at Hudson Gateway Association of Realtors, we've done a lot to bring us forward. And one of them was a major initiative that we were able to accomplish is the creation and formation of a diversity, equity, and inclusion committee to start looking at these issues and bringing them into real life. To that aim, our goal now is to release a survey to our membership. Can you talk a little bit more about what that survey is and why it's so important?
Sure. So data drives decisions. And so we want to make sure that when we make decisions, especially myself in this new role, that it is in conjunction and side by side by who our members are and what their feedback is. I would love the opportunity to sit down with people one-on-one, get their feedback, talk about DEI, talk about what they think about it, what they're having struggles with. But it's not possible with a membership of 13,000 people. And so I think the survey is going to help us do two things in particular. So first is the survey is going to give us some accurate data on the demographics of our membership, right? We here are a strong knit community, and we want to know who's in our community. And so that's going to then translate to then understanding, what kind of resources, support, what kind of opportunities we should be putting in place for our members. The second thing is we're going to ask some questions to make sure that we, as an association, are steering the ship in the right direction. Are we providing the right courses? Are we providing the right resources? Are we talking about the things that are important to our members in terms of, some of our newsletters and videos and articles? And so, as we release the survey, it's even, more important that everyone participates. The survey is administered by a third-party consultant. So we don't see who says what and why. All we do is get aggregate data, and that data is going to drive some initiatives. So it is important for folks to be honest, to be transparent, and to really share how they feel around those questions. It only takes about 9 minutes to complete, so it's not too long. The bulk of it is going to be collecting demographic data. Down the line, we hope to do some more. So this is really going to give us the baseline where we start, and then we'll kind of be able to compare where we need to be and how's it going.
Can you tell us about when we should expect this? So take it away, Freddie.
Sure. So we are in the process now of finalizing the details of the survey, and should be hitting your inboxes as members. So these are our realtors and affiliates sometime the week of June 12th. And so you'll get an email from our CEO Richard, and he will kind of explain exactly what the process is. You'll click a link, and he'll take it from there. So again, we're excited to share that with you and hear all the feedback that you have for us.
Okay, excellent. So you hear that, guys, it's rolling out soon. And a little bit more too, we're gonna give them some time to fill out the survey, correct? So more or less roll out is next week. And how long do you think, or how long will our members have a opportunity to complete this survey?
Yeah, so the last day to complete the survey, and obviously, we hope you complete it the moment you get it, but you do have about 2 weeks and a half or so. I think we're going to close the survey on June 30th, which is a Friday before the end of the month. So again, you have till next week until June 30th to complete the survey. Give us your thoughts, and we'll take it from there.
Thank you for that. So members, the sooner you fill it out, the quicker we can get to work of making a difference for our organization in the way that you want to see. So thank you. We have time to get it done, but the sooner we get it done, the better for all of us. So some of the key things that you mentioned that I want to make sure that we highlight is one, this is a way of being interactive. A membership is a two-way street. It's not just us advocating or disseminating information, but it's also it coming back to us. So I really want to stress to our members, it's very important. We need you. And this is a part of having that dialogue and conversation. The other thing that you mentioned, Freddie, which I want to make sure everyone really hears, you're anonymous. It's not like we're taking a list and saying who answered this way or that. It's completely anonymous and it's only 9 minutes. So for the amount of time that it would take you to actually pull up and get a cup of coffee, we can get very important information that can change our organization, our industry, and our communities. You know, one of the things I do see is that many top organizations are doing this same work to go back to their membership to get data and information. So open this conversation up. Our members, open this up to your friends, your neighbors, at a barbecue, around the table, because you can see that this is a global initiative of a lot of people doing a lot of the same work to make changes that are positive. So open up the conversation because it's a good one. Before we end, is there any other thoughts or comments that you have, Freddie, that you'd like to share?
Yeah, thank you. You know, first of all, I am excited to be part of this association, to be leading this work, which is not only, you know, a responsibility, but a passion of mine. At the same time, you know, I want folks to understand that this isn't easy work, and it's not easy to understand either. And, you know, there's a lot of misinformation that you mentioned in the beginning. There's a lot of things going around in terms of what DEI is and what's the purpose. And if you have questions, you know, I encourage you to reach out. You can find me online, you know, you can call our office. I'd be happy to have discussions. But I really want to let folks know that, you know, my role is not to move faster than we need to. My role is to make sure that we all move together in this work. So expectation levels are very different depending on the individual. But at the same time, we have to move as a coordinated association for the reasons of advocacy, support, engagement, and the likes, right? So, you know, it doesn't help us if 20% of our population is at the finish line and 80% are still, you know, behind starting the race. So we have to find, you know, the kind of happy medium to make sure we all move together in this work. And again, I'm extremely excited and engaged, and I will love the opportunity to meet you all. And please, please, please take the survey, because it's really going to help and lead us into the brighter and stronger future as an association. So thank you.
Thank you so much, Freddie. And your passion and excitement is definitely infectious. I personally for myself, I'm looking at this as definitely a growth moment in my person, because this is something that definitely comes from an internal place. And it also changes just even the process and how we think about things and experience life. So thank you so much for your leadership. I'm glad to be really working with you together for how much we're going to accomplish for our organization and for our communities.
Well, thank you for your leadership, because it's really refreshing to, you know, with you, Richard, and the entire team to be kind of leading this work. So thank you for all that you do.
Yep. So I hate to sound campy, but it's like together, everyone achieves more. So here's the team, and looking forward to a new tomorrow. So thank you so much, everyone, all our listeners. This was the first episode of Conversations with Crystal, but surely not the last. We want you to be sure to tune in, as we'll have many more episodes bringing relevant content about the real estate industry, home ownership, and fulfilling what I call the American promise. And that promise is that all of us here, if we work hard, we can achieve everything that we so desire without any impediment and with the support of our community. So please look out for more episodes, and also be sure to check us out on hgar.com and our YouTube and Facebook page. Again, this was an episode of Conversations with Crystal, and we will see you next time.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit SafeSecureVinyl.com.